hope you're doing great. And I want to welcome you back to my fifth podcast. I believe it's my fifth. Haven't done one in a little while. I always make the excuse that, you know, I've been really busy, but it's not an excuse. It's just two young boys under the age of 20 months. Life's crazy. My missus wasn't too well recently. She had a meningitis scare, which was very scary for us all indeed. So I've just been in the day-to-day trenches of life, running a business, coaching clients, and looking after the boys. But I've been wanting to get this podcast out for a while now. It's an idea that I had alongside a lot of my online members' clients when they were asking me, you know, who I should interview. And a lot of the lads basically had said, well, why don't you interview some of your clients? You know, why don't you interview some of the guys that have been with you from day one and get them to talk about their experiences with 30 plus and how they managed to stay fit and healthy, you know, whilst being a busy dad or a busy career man with a family, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, when I decided to do this, there was one man that immediately came into my mind, and I'm proud to call him a friend. He's been one of my first ever online clients, somebody that's followed 30 plus men's fitness on the Facebook page, followed the workouts, given me a lot of support, and somebody I had the pleasure of meeting just last summer, training with, running Tough Mudder alongside, and then sharing a few beers alongside. He's an absolute 30 plus legend. It's Andre Buckland, everybody. Andre, big welcome to you, my friend. How are you on this fine Wednesday evening?
Thank you very much, mate. Very well, thanks.
You all good?
Very well. Yeah, all good. Yourself?
Yeah, very good. Guys, if you're listening, just to let you know, we've had some technical hitches. Been trying about 30 minutes for me to get an internet connection in my house. I've got an office set up in my house, and in my office is possibly the worst internet connection. But whilst we've been trying to get connected, Andre's been sipping on Jaeger, which is his favourite drink. And I've had a couple of Tiger beers. You know, it's, how can I say, you know, we shouldn't really encourage drinking in the week. But with this 30 plus lifestyle, you know, you've got to be a little bit flexible and enjoy yourself from time to time with all the stresses that we have. So guys,
don't try at home, kids.
Don't try at home. You might get a bit slurry. You know, you have that nice glow when you have your first two. That's what I've got right now, mate. So, like I said, I've introduced Andre, met the lad a few times now, and speak to him every day. He sends me like little naked texts and things like that. No, he doesn't.
Don't tell everyone; they'll all get jealous.
But Andre, what we're going to do, like I said to you, mate, before, and it's going to be very, very conversational. You know, there's going to be a lot of guys listening to this that have maybe, you know, considered going to one of our boot camps in either Cardiff, Liverpool, or the Vale of Glamorgan, or maybe follow my emails, listen to my podcast, and think, you know, should I jump in online plan, what it's all about. And, you know, you've been with me from day one since, you know, I launched my first online program in January. And you've gone all the way through the program. You know, you've gone from part one, doing the body weight, part two, into using a kettlebell. And now, you know, you're using two kettlebells, not just two kettlebells, two bloody heavy kettlebells. And you're leading the way for a lot of the lads in that group, you know, with the very heavy kettlebell workouts, and you're working out in the back of your truck. So tell us a little bit more, mate, about yourself. I know you're ex-forces. Tell us how old you are. Tell us about your family and what you do for a living, mate.
Well, I'm 38 this year in June. I live in Southend-on-Sea at the moment. Got a wife, a 9-year-old daughter called Ellie. I'm a truck driver by trade. Been out the army since 2000, January 2000. Miss it like crazy.
Really? How long were you in the army for, buddy?
Just over 8 years.
Wow.
Miss it. Paul Stokes is in the group. He was my section corporal for a very long time. And what's his name? Dave Hutchinson. He's in the group as well.
Oh yeah.
He was my sergeant when I was doing my radio operators course up in Leconsfield near Hull. And then he got posted out to Germany where I was, and right. he was a staff sergeant there of the radio troop. If you ask them guys, I reckon they miss it as well, like crazy. Like Paul Stokes, he's still doing it. He's driving tank transporters up and down the country.
Did Did you always want to be in the army, mate? What encouraged you to join the army, and how old were you when you joined the army?
I was 16. My dad encouraged me, pushed me towards it from the, well, from whenever I can remember, really.
Right.
Lived in Germany most of my life. I was 16, 15 when I left Germany. Moved back to the UK. Absolutely hated it. And my dad said then, he said, the only way you're going to get back is if you move back there or join the army. So that's what I've done.
And you enjoyed the army from day one?
Yeah, wouldn't change it for the world.
Really?
One of the best experiences I've ever had.
Tell me about the sort of, you know, the kind of like the training that you did in the army, mate. Because, I mean, you're a fit guy and you're pretty capable. Tell me, what was that like? You know, you're a young lad. Had you done much training before you joined the army?
A little bit, not much. There wasn't... I did a bit of running. I hate running. Absolutely hated it.
Yeah.
Hated it while I was in the army. Tried to stay fit. But once you get out to Germany or any unit, you get introduced to beer, women,
really?
Food.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are really top fit guys that stick to it. But myself, the only training I've done is when we had to do it in the mornings with the Sergeant Major and the rest of the troop or the squadron. And on a Wednesday, which was a sports afternoon, every now and then I'll go down the gym, do a few bits of weights.
Yeah, yeah. So you wasn't given like a set program to follow in the army, no?
No, not really. There was PT in the mornings, but that again, that was down to your Sergeant Major or your troop, if they were going to do it or not in the mornings. 9 times out of 10, you did, and that was either a circuit in the gym. With everyone's favourites, that as we know as burpees,
yep.
But we knew them as bastards.
Yeah.
In the army, or it was a 5-6 mile run.
Right.
Your annual training, which was your personal fitness test, which was a mile and a half in a squad, and then a mile and a half on your own, as fast as you can, and then your combat fitness test, which was 8 miles with 45 pounds on your back.
Nice.
And your weapon.
Oosh. Oosh, lovely. Especially for someone who doesn't like running.
Every now and then they'd have little competitions going, trailer races, stretcher races.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was fitness, day in, day out fitness. So.
But would you say that you drank more beer in the army than did exercise?
Do you want me to tell the truth?
Yeah, of course we do, mate.
I drank loads of beer.
Brilliant, mate. Brilliant, mate. And did you...
Go on.
No,
I was just about to say, more beer than exercise, definitely.
Good lad.
Definitely.
And what about... So you're in the army eight years? 9 years?
Yeah, just over 8 years, yeah.
So did you ever see any real action at all?
Went to Bosnia twice.
Right.
Went to Kosovo. It was more peacetime.
Right.
Peacetime stuff.
Yeah.
We did get held up now and then by the locals. You had the guns pointing at you, but they were just... It was more drunken stuff.
Sure.
They were waving the old weapons around and stuff. But
so you just casually had some... You just casually had some guns pulled on you, but it weren't no thing, yeah?
Yeah, that's nothing scary.
No.
Day-to-day.
Yeah.
Day-to-day business.
Good lad, mate. All right, so tell me what year you left and why did you leave?
I left in 2000.
Right.
Honest answer... I wanted to try something different. I've been with I grew up with the army, as my dad being in the army for over 22 years. And I just fancied a change.
Yeah.
It started getting a bit tedious. So I just thought, I think a change is needed.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. Come out into Civvy Street. And here we are today.
So you came back to Southend, yeah?
No, Felixstowe is where my parents were.
Right.
In Suffolk.
Right.
And then I went to visit a couple of friends of mine up in Buxton in Derbyshire.
Right.
I was only supposed to stay there for a week. I ended up staying 3 years. Got a job up there as a driver.
Yep.
Did a bit of exercise up there. Joined a gym. Did a bit of weight training and more drinking.
Yeah.
And then split up with the girlfriend at the time. And my mother and stepdad moved to Southend by that time. And they said, why didn't you move down here? There's more job opportunities, more money. So
sure. This
is where I am today. And then I met my wife, Claire, and we had our beautiful girl, Ellie.
And what year was that, mate?
So I moved down here 2003 and met Claire in 2004. And Ellie was born in 2005.
Great stuff, mate, great stuff. So,
but there was no physical exercise in that time. So I was getting a bit of a porker.
And that was towards your late 20s, I'd say, yeah?
Yeah.
Late 20s, early 30s.
And then, we decided to get married then in 2007. And a friend of mine, he was going to the gym. And I said, I needed to lose weight. So I lost a bit of weight for the wedding.
Yeah.
At least 2 stone, I think it was, at the time.
Right.
And then I'd done my back in after the wedding.
How'd you do that, buddy?
Started lifting.
Right. Weights or...?
Lifting. Yeah, lifting weights and just day-to-day driving in
right.
The lorry.
Fair
just
enough.
Knackered me back up.
Fair enough.
So and I started piling the weight back on then.
I want to fast forward, mate, to probably just about a couple of years ago, because when I set up 30 Plus Men's Fitness was about 2010. I didn't release an online product, a program, until 2013. But already, I remember you were one of probably 3 or 4 lads that were always commenting on my stuff, showing me lots of love. And obviously, I don't know if a lot of lads know this, but I hooked up with a guy called John who used to be based in Southend. We were going to launch... Well, we did launch a 30-plus boot camp down
there.
Yeah,
he did, yeah.
And that's how we came to know each other, right?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about that, mate, because that's how you first came to hear about 30-plus, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Like I say, I piled all the weight on. And we was in Barbados, and I sat there and I thought to myself, I've got to do something. And when we got back, I knew the neighbour had a brother, and he was a PT. And I just approached him one day at a barbecue, and he said, right, I'll be round your house following day. We'll see what you can do in the garden, and I'll see if I'll take you on.
Great
and
stuff.
He did. And it's down to John Cusick who introduced me to kettlebells.
Yeah,
and
then good lad.
Introduced me to yourself.
Yeah.
So... got him to thank for that.
Yeah, I remember, when we set up down in Southend, and he'd post quite a lot of videos and pictures of you guys doing the kettlebell stuff. It never really sort of took off there down in Southend, but
no.
Of course, then obviously I knew you just through you commenting on the page and stuff like that. So in January 2013, obviously going back about a year and a half ago now, I launched my first online program, and I remember you were one of the first guys to sign up. So where were you at that stage, when you signed up? What was your weight? Were you you were training regularly with John, or had you dropped off? Where were you at, mate?
No. John had moved by then. He moved down to Cornwall. And I was following you online, and I was following the videos on your website. And following all the stuff that John had taught me as well.
Yeah.
Because the wife had bought me a set of kettlebells.
Good girl.
For my birthday. So I was following the programs that he'd done with me. I was following your videos online. And and again, you fall into the habit of a bit of exercise, eating crap, drinking. So I think I got up to... I was nearly 18 stone when
You're joking.
I met John.
Really?
Yeah, when I met John.
And how tall are you, mate?
I think I'm 5'11", but the wife reckons I'm 5'10".
Okay, right, okay. Yeah, so it's quite a lot of timber, yeah, 18 stone. I'm about 5'10", yeah, and I'm about 13
I lost
and a half,
about
so.
2 stone with John.
Right, good stuff.
And then piled a bit of it back on. So I reckon when the programme started in January last year, if I remember rightly, I was about 16 and a half stone or something.
Sure, okay. So, like, not a lot of lads will know, but basically, if you join a program, when you come in, well, actually, it's my first ever program, and it was all dedicated to bodyweight training because I was targeting, you know, over 30s guys like yourself that are quite sedentary, maybe not done anything in a while, and I just wanted to get them moving with some basic bodyweight training. So it was 28 days of progressive bodyweight workouts, you know, starting pretty simple and ended up with some pretty challenging stuff. So tell me about, what do you remember about that first plan, mate? Because there's your, obviously, you know, 30 plus has come a long way since then, and we've got, you know, 150 online members, and, you know, we probably take a new 50 new guys on every month into the new 21-day plans. But at that time, it was all brand new. But, you know, there's still so many lads there from the beginning. What do you remember about that program, and what kind of impact did it have on your life?
I think, like everyone, we was all optimistic about if it was going to do anything, and I was looking forward to it, to be honest, as well.
Yeah.
To like just put the kettlebells down and just do basic body weight stuff, and yeah, it did help, and the eating. And that just changes everything, all the food wise.
Sure, sure.
The greens.
Tell the lads, obviously, that are listening and, you know, maybe not done a plan. Tell us about what was the biggest changes for you in terms of the nutrition.
Giving up beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, giving up all the crap food, really, because your body's used to it.
So easy, isn't it, when you're on the road?
That was the hardest part.
Yeah.
I had really bad, what's the word for it? Cold turkey.
Really? Yeah.
The first week, in fact, it was 2 weeks, headaches, the lot.
Yeah, you will, yeah, yeah.
Until you get used to it.
Sure. What was your diet like then, mate? What was your average day-to-day diet like? Nutrition.
A lot of eggs.
No, beforehand. Beforehand.
Beforehand.
Yeah.
As a truck driver, a lot of cafes.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
Ooh.
Sandwiches. A lot of bread.
Convenience. It's convenience, isn't it, mate? Because years ago, I used to have a job where I was driving, and it was just ginsters, pasties. You know,
Kit Kats, Snickers, Twixes.
It's the boredom, isn't it, as well, of being on the road. And it's just so easy to grab stuff.
One of the dangerous things for me as well was the real crisps for men, McCoy's.
Ooh, yeah.
Or the other one was Ginksters.
Yep.
It's so dangerous.
Very dangerous, mate. Very dangerous. So how did that nutrition change? Tell the lads that are listening. So what changed?
I basically when we started the plan, I just knocked that all on the head and changed to a lot of chicken, a lot of mackerel, a lot of eggs, a lot of greens, And I was cooking it all myself in the lorry.
I love this.
Sorry, not lorry. I best rephrase that. Truck. Sorry, Paul.
Truck.
Truck. Cooking it in the back of the trailer.
I love that,
and
mate.
And it's so easy to do. Yep. So easy to do.
Yeah.
And change it. I, like any man, I fall back on me. How can I say it? I fall back to me bad habits now and then.
Yeah, of course.
But you got to have a treat now and then.
Of course you have, mate. Of course you have.
I think.
So after that first plan, like, do you know what your total loss was in that first plan?
Off the top of my head, no. I think it was a stone, or just under, over a stone.
Yeah. And
just
so,
over a stone.
And you did that, you know, you lost that stone and there was no kind of restriction, was there? We didn't calorie count or...
No, nothing. I've never calorie counted. Tell a lie. I do look on the back now, or I did look on the back now and then and thought, yeah, that's so many calories. But then I remember you saying there's no calorie counting and then I just knocked it on the head.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's no need it. No need for it.
I think there's a lot of guys that come into the plan and they're so used to maybe following a calorie controlled diet because their partner's done whatever, you know, have done a calorie controlled diet.
Weight Watchers and all that
stuff. Exactly, yeah, you know, you've got your conventional diet clubs. But, you know, I think what we try and do at 30 plus is, you know, we try and give you whole, real, unprocessed foods, which, you know, we're eliminating sugar, which is toxic at the end of the day. And trying to show guys that actually, you know, you can eat like a man. You know, we do have man-sized portions. You know, one of the biggest things I ever, one of the biggest turnarounds for me was, you know, years ago when I used to be overweight was just literally changing my evening meal to be more based around vegetables and a protein source rather than a huge amount of pasta and a protein source, because simply, you know, I'll be going to bed with a belly full of pasta, which is essentially carbohydrate, which I'm not going to be using. I'm going to be sleeping and is therefore storing as fat. And I remember literally just swapping it for swapping the pasta for vegetables and just waking up every morning feeling so much brighter, so much leaner. Just one simple change. That was just from one meal. And, you know, the great thing about things like eating things like vegetables is, you know, not that we do calorie count, but if you were going to calorie count, there's hardly any calories in them. They're water-based.
That was my killer. That was pasta.
Yeah. It's easy. Spaghetti so
bolognese
easily done.
Is one of my favourite dishes. Yeah. And I used to go, if I was cooking spaghetti bolognese, it'd be, I'd cook for 1,000 men.
Yeah.
And I'd be going 2-3 times.
Yeah, and you have your garlic bread as well.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, listen, lads, if you're listening, don't get me wrong, I love all that kind of stuff, but, and, you know, I'm partial to that kind of stuff now and again, but I just know the effect it has on me. It's like, if I want to be in a complete carb coma after, you know, and just be asleep on the sofa, not even have the energy to get up to bed, I'll do that. If I want to wake up with, like, basically a really, like, swollen, chubby face, because I've eaten so many starchy carbohydrates, then I know that's going to happen to me, you know, if I eat stuff like that. It's not, of course, you know, you got to enjoy yourself, like Andre says, but it's just a case of knowing that, you know, eating those types of food, especially at the wrong times, aren't going to have a great effect on you. And I think, you know, one of the important things is when you eat foods like that is just to make a note of how you feel 30 minutes after eating it. So somebody was asking me the other day about, you know, what do you recommend, sweet potato or like a normal white jacket potato, boiled potatoes? And I said, well, you know, for me, if I eat a jacket potato, then half an hour later, I'm half asleep. It's like literally my body does not respond well to it. I literally just want to fall asleep if I'm driving or just crash out on a sofa if I'm at home. Whereas if I eat like vegetables or maybe like a sweet potato, then I don't feel like that. I feel like I could, you know, carry on. I don't want to fall asleep. It's very much about identifying how certain foods make you feel. I mean, I suppose that if you are working on the road a lot, you're grabbing all this convenience food. Initially, it makes you feel great. But I bet half the time you're driving around feeling like shit, right?
You do. After a good half an hour, it hits you.
Yeah.
You feel like crap. It's like the other day, I had bread for the first time in a long time. And I just felt shit the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely crap.
Yeah, it's great going in, isn't it? But then it's just like sometimes you think, is it worth it?
No. But like we've got the tools now to...
Yeah. So...
change all that, and that's how I... when I'm not gone...
No, you go on, make one.
No, all I was going to say was, it's like now we've done the plans, and when you're off the plan, I sort of just counterbalance it.
Yeah.
With the exercise.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we know what to do now, so...
So moving on, obviously, like, after you did the one plan, I sort of started to introduce the lads to kettlebell training, and you'd already had some experience with that. And then eventually, in the members club, so the way it works, guys, is you do one plan, you do bodyweight training, then you come in, you do a second, we introduce you to a kettlebell, and then you then get invited to the members club, which introduces two kettlebells. So the sort of reasoning behind that is, you lose the fat in the first two plans, or the first plan you lose quite a lot. Second plan, we add a little bit of resistance in the form of a kettlebell. And then in the members club, you can start to do some you can start to do some quite tough resistance-based training, depending on what weight kettlebells you got. Using two kettlebells, like squats, double presses, you know, push-ups off the bells, double cleans, things like that. And, you know, essentially we're trying to get you away from the gym because, you know, we don't have a lot of time and our 30s and over. And basically getting you the same sort of results as if you were in a gym using a barbell. You don't need to go to a gym because you can use the two kettlebells. So, Andre, like, you went through the plans. You started using one kettlebell. You now use two. Like I say, you use two 24s. Tell me about your experience with kettlebell training, what you think to kettlebells and why you would recommend them for other lads of our age and over to use them.
Well, again, I've got to thank John on this for introducing me into kettlebells, because I think they're the dog's bollocks.
Yeah, yep.
To be honest, you can take them wherever you want, like I did in the truck.
Yep.
All over Europe. They're just amazing, to be honest.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm here. Don't worry, mate. I'm here.
You've had
it's all right. I'm here, mate. I've had two beers. You've had a bit of Jaeger, so go on, dude.
No, I'm fine. Lost track then. And
all right,
lost,
mate. No worries, mate.
Signal. No. Again, I just think for guys our age, they're just amazing.
Yeah. Why?
Like,
tell
say,
me
don't
why,
need
mate.
To go down. Don't need to go down the gym.
Yeah.
I chuck them around in my conservatory, my
living
room, in the garage, like I said, in the truck. And they've helped me build my strength up as well, to be honest.
I think a lot of people, a lot of guys that come into the plan and, you know, they don't even, when I mention a kettlebell, they call it a kettleball and they don't know what it is. And a lot, it is. It's like, and a lot of guys think it's a gimmick. I'll never forget my instructor who, Martin, taught me my kettlebell stuff and then my double kettlebell stuff. He said, he goes all over the UK teaching and you get all these guys come in. You know, like it goes up to the valleys and all the lads are on steroids and they all come in looking all pumped up, but they can't even bend down to pick a kettlebell up. So, you know, what use are they? You know, I mean, most guys in their 30s and over have got kids. We want to be picking them up, lifting our kids over our shoulders, running around, jumping around, rolling around, you know, putting the shopping away, carrying the kids upstairs. We want to be fit and functional. We want to be able to deal with everyday tasks. And I think the great thing about the kettlebells is they work your body as a whole, strengthen your body as a whole. And make you equipped for, you know, basically everyday life. I mean, I got to bend down and pick up two kids these days. And
exactly.
I thank, you know, the fact that I can, you know, double snatch and swing and snatch and double front squat my kettlebells. That makes me prepared for that, you know. And I think
exactly.
A lot of guys think they're a gimmick and they do get, you know, a lot of people say, well, how can you build muscle with kettlebells? Well, you know, as you will tell the lads, if you do a 1 minute of heavy front squats with 224s, your legs know about it, right?
They certainly do. I was just going to go back to you saying about when you first started, and it's like a few times I've done the kettlebell workouts outside of the truck in the yard, and I've had a few drivers walk past and look at me funny, going, "What the bloody hell's he throwing around there?" And with on my old firm, there was a guy that used to do a bit of bodybuilding. And he said to me, "They'll never work. They never work." He says, "I've never seen them before."
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, a few years down the line, they have worked and they do work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I'm the same as you. I've got the one, and I'm fit and healthy. I can throw her around, lift her up, no problems.
Yep.
Whereas before, with my back problems,
you're struggling to do that. Yeah, you're struggling to do that. Yeah. And I think it's
where the kettlebells are about to strengthen
exactly,
me back
up. It really is. I say this a lot in my emails to clients. Like, sometimes I take it for granted that I can run around in the yard with my boys and just have endless energy, you know, because generally I feel great, you know, even if I do have a few beers of a weekend. But You know, it's a lot. It's very much a lifestyle. 99% of the time, I feel pretty good. Even if I've had a crap night's sleep, it's not like I get out of breath running up the stairs and think, Jesus, I can't lift my kids up. But, you know, I always wonder how many guys out there are, you know, feeling like that and feeling like their best days are behind them and panicking because they're getting seriously out of breath running around with the kids. And I think that's one of the beauties of what 30 plus men's fitness can provide is, you know, giving lads back their health, giving lads back their fitness, because I think we've come to take it for granted because we exercise daily, we got the members club workouts and the bodyweight workouts, etc. But, you know, there's so many guys that contact me and private message me and say, you know, shit, I'm really worried here, Treggs. I was running on the treadmill the other day and, you know, my chest tightened up and I need to do something. I suppose that's what 30 plus men's fitness is about, is like giving guys back the health and fitness. But then, you know, going deeper into that, it's like somebody could come into the plan and lose 10 or 12 pounds. They could then do a second one and maybe lose another 8 or 9 pounds. And all of a sudden they start to see muscles. And then you put them in the members club and give them 2 kettlebells. And then all of a sudden they're training for other purposes. They've got their health back. And now they're going, well, actually, you know what? I'm starting to look pretty shit hot here. And my missus is looking at me differently. And, you know, I'm developing muscles here when, you know, 2 months ago I was just trying to prolong my life. And so that's where that kind of progressive element comes in. And, you know, using kettlebells will not, you know, not only make you fitter, but it will help you develop muscle and look better, you know. Do you agree?
Oh, exactly, exactly. Italian Stallion comes to mind.
Great stuff, mate.
But no, it does. It's also, it's helped me cardio-wise.
Yeah.
My body is changed. It does change your body.
Yeah.
And I do feel a lot stronger, especially moving up to the 24s, which I've been wanting to do for a while.
Yeah.
And again, my mate John dropped him off a couple of weeks ago, 2 24s, and they are a game changer.
Yeah, they are, mate. Well, I mean, I was watching you in one of the members club videos the other day. You're doing double clean and press with 2 24s, and I was watching in awe of you, mate. I got to be honest, because I mean, I always like to, for me, it's like, I used to like doing a lot of front squats with a barbell. And for me, using 224 kilos for front squats, that which is obviously essentially 48 kilograms, that feels like front squatting 70 kilos with a barbell for me, in my opinion. People might laugh and say whatever, but I just think where the kettlebells try and pull you forward and offset your center of gravity, it does feel like it's 20 kilos heavier. And again, you know, I can overhead press, you know, maybe 70, 75 kilos. But you give me 224s and I'm really struggling to bang out, you know, like presses and or push presses or clean and presses with those, because it's just a complete game changer with those kettlebells trying to pull you everywhere, you know?
Yeah, I think what's helped as well for me is you spoke about it a while ago, introduced it, the old GVT training.
German volume training, yep.
Yeah, the German volume training. That's helped me a lot as well.
Yep.
And like I say, throwing them 24s about at the moment, it's just, I'm loving it.
Good lad. Yeah. It's like I said, I mean,
that's one of my favourites, that the old squats into thrusts.
Yep.
One of my favourites.
And, you know, it's like, this is a great thing because, you know, you, like I said, you bring guys in, you get them doing the bodyweight training, you then introduce them to a kettlebell. They might have been a little bit sceptical initially, but where they've done one plan and they feel great, you know, they're buying into the concept. But then, like I said, all of a sudden you give them the 2 kettlebells and they're starting to... I get guys emailing me now saying, you know, I'm seeing muscles, like, you know what I mean? My shirts are fitting so well and my wife is looking at me differently and... It's just a great thing, and you know, you don't have to go to the gym. I mean, some of the best workouts I've had have been in my front yard with 2 kettlebells, and it is just that education. It's just education, really. I mean, you know, 10 years ago I would have laughed and gone, you know, let me get to a local health club and get on the treadmill. But you know, these days, it's having the tools and knowing what to do.
I still had a gym membership for a little while.
Yep.
And I was going every now and then, but that was just to use, like, the barbells and stuff. But again, when I was going, I was thinking, what am I doing here? I don't need it.
Yeah.
I've got the old kettlebells at home. I've got my own barbells at home. I've got my own gear in the garage. There's no need for spending that extra. I think it was 38 quid a month we was paying for me.
Yeah.
And there's no need for it.
Yeah.
Absolutely no need for it whatsoever.
So, Andre, we're 35 minutes in now. I want to go for another 10 or so minutes. Now, I want to just flip it a little bit. We've talked about the fitness. We've talked about the nutrition. If we're talking about the actual the community that 30 Plus Men's Fitness creates, and, you know, last year when we did sort of Tough Mudder, which for me was an amazing occasion because I kind of met so many guys that I just worked with online in person for the first time and ran alongside them, which was a great buzz. And already it looks like we're going to be taking around about 75 this year and got lots of clients flying in from Ireland, which is just really exciting. It's just something I'm very proud to be part of. What has 30 Plus given you in terms of, in terms of day-to-day support in your life? What's the close? Because obviously, if people don't know, we run the online programs via closed groups on Facebook. So whereby, you know, if you comment on a status or on a page, people can see that. In a closed group, only members can post, so you can totally be yourself. So quite often, you know, we get guys popping up and talking about if they're having a rough time, they might be having a breakup, they might have financial issues, they might be suffering with depression, anxiety, and the lads can just be themselves and they don't get judged. And basically, because all the lads are in their 30s and over, we can offer that support. You know, every man has got his own story to tell. So just tell us a little bit about how that's been for you, mate.
Oh, it's I'll give it one word, the whole thing. And this goes out to Mark Lloyd. It's chocolate penis.
That's two words.
Hey, I've had a Jaeger.
Yeah, you've had more than a few Jaegers. Yeah.
All right, two words. Chocolate penis.
Yeah.
No, it's fantastic. It's everyone comes together. I've made some really good friends in the group. Camaraderie is just unbelievable. And like I said, I've said it in a few videos that I've posted before after the plan. Anybody's got a problem, how big or small, there's always somebody someone online to either leave a comment or help or just help you along the way to either give you a kick up the arse.
Sure.
Or to put a smile on your face.
I think that is one of the things that one of the things I'm most proud about when it comes to 30 Plus is like the community that we've created via the online group, because, you know, essentially it's a health and fitness program to help men in their 30s improve fitness and feel better, but it just goes so much deeper than that. And, you know, I know that, you know, we've got 150 subscribers. You know, of late we lost a few and I started to think, oh, I wonder what's going on here. And then funny, like 7 days later, those guys were emailing me going, give me the subscription link, I can't live without it, you know. And I know they weren't even following the workouts, but they just missed the day-to-day, the camaraderie, the banter, just having people that actually understand them. Because I think that
I get the jitters when I go on holiday.
Why? Because you're not going to be online yet. Yeah. But it really is. It's like that kind of, it's like almost like a comfort blanket. I mean, like on every level, I mean, you know, over Christmas, I remember I was reaching out to a lot of the guys in there. He's having a rough time. My girlfriend was having a terrible pregnancy with Elliot. Thankfully, everything's turned out all right and he's wonderful and she's doing great. But I just had a really rough Christmas and I just posted in there and I just got so much good advice from all the lads and so many private emails. And I know it's the same for everyone. You know, even me as a coach, just I had to reach out and I got so much love and support back. And I suppose you just don't, if you know, in your 30s, you know, you're so busy, you've probably just got a few friends that you, well, I mean, even my best friends I don't speak to that often as much these days. I speak to the guys more in the group and it's just great. I mean, where else would you get that community of guys that you've never even met before, but you just speak to on a regular basis? And I know a lot of the guys, they Skype each other, they message each other, they chat to each other. And I think that's what one of the things where the real value lies, and just having a load of blokes that understand each other.
No, you're right. When I first, the first person I met when I come down for tough mudder.
Yeah.
Was Mark Lloyd.
Yeah. And Baylor Glamorgan coach and a total legend.
He is just a top bloke.
Yeah.
Top bloke. And it, like you say, there's people I've not even met and they're fantastic. Like you got Drew out in Australia.
Yeah, we got a couple of lads in Australia. It's brilliant.
It seems like a top bloke. You got the guys out in America, Ray.
Yeah, Tony. Yep.
You got Brian, who flits in and out now and then. Big man, Brian.
Brian Plackett, yeah, the legend, Brian.
That's
yep.
It. Big man. And I can't forget our favourite Canadian man.
Chet.
Alex.
Oh, Chet and Alex. Alex is a Welshman.
Chet
but
and Alex.
Yeah, we got Chet, yeah.
Yeah, oh, he wanted me to say Toblerone, so there you go.
Toblerone.
I said Toblerone. Don't know why. But yeah, no, like I say, the camaraderie, it's a brotherhood.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It is, yeah. It really is. And I think, like, you know, people that have not been part of it might be listening on saying, oh, you know, well... They're a little bit sceptical, but I mean, I think the proof is in the pudding when last year we took a team to Tough Mudder. A lot of those people never even met each other before. And, you know, this year, we're tripling that. You know, I think there's already 50 signed up. That's going to be 75 by the time we go in August. And, you know, this guy's flying in from Ireland and it's just, it really is. It's going to grow and grow.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm signing up after this April holiday. I don't mind paying the extra because it goes to a good cause at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we'll do it then.
Absolutely.
But yeah, can't wait. Can't wait for that. That's going to be a good day.
It
like
is.
Like I say, the last Tough Mudder, meeting everyone, it was like you've known them for a long time.
It is, yeah. I love it. I love it when I meet them. It's like meeting a famous person because you speak to them every day in the group and you want to know what they sound like and what they actually look like. It is. It's so good, mate. It is really, really good.
The other good thing as well was when I came down to Cardiff in my truck and meeting you all.
Oh,
you
that was such an epic day, mate.
For the throwdown and everything, that was just, that was a good day.
That was a great
nice
day, yeah.
Everyone made me feel welcome. I've not been before. And, it's good.
That's what it's all about, mate. All right, dude. So we've been talking now for about 42 minutes. So going to have another couple of minutes.
Well, you could talk the hind legs off a donkey, you.
I know, mate. Yeah, you know me, yeah. I got no problems with that, but I like to tie it up. So, guys, I hope that, you know, you've just enjoyed listening to me and Andre. He's slightly inebriated, I got to say. I had the one beer. I'm, you know, I've kept it professional for you lads. I've just had one Tiger beer, and Andre is, he's swigging on a bottle of Jager. But, like Andre, like if you wanted to just say a few words about the sort of 30 plus lifestyle and to anyone, any of the lads just sort of listening in, that, you know, thinking about joining one of the Clean Trucker online programs but haven't done it yet, what would you say to those guys?
Jump on board, yeah. Do it. It's a life changer. Not just for yourself, but for. Again, I've just got to say thank you to the wife, actually, for putting up with me, always talking about 30 plus.
Yeah, wicked, mate.
And my daughter, every time I do a video, she takes the mickey because I always start it off with, all right, gents.
That's it, yeah.
She always takes the mickey. And but no, get on board. It is a life changer. And the camaraderie you get in the group is just next to nothing. It's fantastic.
Awesome, mate. Well, listen, dude, it's been a real pleasure having you on, and it's been real fun watching you on FaceTime getting more and more drunk over the last 44 minutes. Gutted, really. I only had one beer. I could have done with a few more, but I'm teaching a boot camp in the morning. So, guys, I really hope you've enjoyed the podcast with Andre. Like I said, he's become a great friend, and just all via my online programs and things like that.
I just
that.
Want to say one more thing as well, Mark. I just want to say thank you to you as well, boss.
Don't be silly, mate. It's an absolute
for
pleasure.
And you've done.
It's an absolute pleasure, and, dude. Absolute pleasure.
And no, thank you.
And so
I'll see you soon.
You'll see me very soon, mate. Yeah. So, guys, I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. Coming up to 45 minutes now. Just to let you know that if you are listening to the the podcast this week. We have the launch of our next online plan, the Clean Trucker 3.0, which officially commences on Monday the 28th of April, but you can sign up this Saturday the 19th of April at 8:30 p.m. UK time. The reason I'm doing it on a Saturday night, there's two reasons, guys. It's Easter bank holiday here in the UK, and I didn't want to be making you having to sign up on a, or worrying about signing up on a Easter Sunday when you're with your family, just like I'll be doing. I didn't want to make the sign up in a day when you'll be out enjoying, you know, the weather or just enjoying time with your family like I'll be doing. So that's why I put it to 8:30 p.m. Also, my kids will be in bed by then, which means that I can just give you my utmost attention. And it also means that probably your kids will be in bed and you'll just be sat chilling. The missus might have like on sort of like Dancing on Ice or something like that, and you'll have, you can just sign up to the plan. So like I said to you guys, you can sign up 8:30 p.m. this Saturday night, the 19th. If you're not registered your interest, then head on over to www.30plusmensfitnessplan.com. Watch the video, check out all the testimonials, and enter your details. You'll be on my email list with about 3,000 other guys. You get my daily emails and you'll get all the information. You might even get videos of Andre in his doing his 24 kilos.
Yeah, check out front squats. Get this on YouTube. There's loads of them.
There's loads of them. All right, guys. So listen, once again, thanks again. I hope you enjoyed this. And yeah, wherever you are, look after your family, keep working hard and keep on trucking, guys. And I hope to see you in one of my online plans very, very soon. Once again, a big thanks to Andre. Keep trucking, fella, and I'll see you for a man hug very soon.